Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Program. My name is Renee Swanson. And on the phone with me this morning, I have Lisa Guthrie from Healthcare. It's Healthcare Clinic. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Oh, good. Okay. So can you hear me okay?
I can.
All right. Well, let me get you all potted up here so the listeners can hear you. And Lisa, you're an RN and you're also the executive director. Can you tell us a little bit about Healthcare Clinic?
Sure. Healthcare Clinic is a nonprofit medical clinic that provides free medical care to uninsured members of our community.
Wonderful. And how long has that been going on?
We actually are celebrating our 10-year anniversary this year.
Oh, fantastic. Well, okay, so what is the clinic's need in the community?
We see patients daily who experience barriers to care, such as financial, transportation, language barriers. And these patients, when they finally get to us, are chronically ill.
Oh.
We see a lot of patients who have delayed diagnosis because of financial restrictions.
Sure. What's an example of that?
We had one patient come to us after years without care. She had undiagnosed diabetes and high blood pressure.
Oh, my.
And we were able to stabilize her, and now her A1C is down, and she's living her life.
That is wonderful. I love to hear a good outcome. So what services does the clinic provide then?
That's a great question. We are able to provide all medical care, and we have specialists like cardiology, podiatry, pediatrics, women's health. Every type of medical care that a person needs, we can help with that.
That's amazing. And, you know, it's summertime, but school physicals are going to be starting. Are people really lining up for that as well?
Yes, and people should make their appointment now because that fills up quickly.
That's why I wanted to mention it. As a mother who had kids, you always had to get that done every year.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what makes your clinic different?
So, because we are a nonprofit medical clinic, we are able to provide no-cost medical care to those that qualify.
Okay. And so they just need, like, if somebody doesn't have insurance, they can come in?
That's correct. And so no insurance, and 300% above or below the or 300% below the federal poverty level.
Okay. Yeah. I know they have to be sticklers, but you provide, culturally competent care, and I think that's amazing, doing a little research here. What is the impact of the clinic on your community?
So in Nebraska, nearly 19% of residents go without medical insurance, which is approximately 32,000 people in the state of Nebraska who are probably not getting medical care that they need. And healthcare over the last year was able to provide 1,300 patients with medical care, free medical care. And we diverted about 500 patients from local ERs.
Wow. Now, I have a question for you. Where are you guys located?
Sure. We're at 3015 A Avenue in Kearney.
Okay.
And we're southeast of Good Samaritan campus, right across the street.
That is amazing. So if people need that help, they know where to go. It's so important. Now, how do you operate as a nonprofit?
We are 100% funded by grants and fundraising,
mm-hmm.
and those are our two biggest fundraisers are the Holiday Home Tour,
mm-hmm.
And Give Where You Live.
And Where You Live. What is that about?
Give Where You Live is usually the first week in December,
mm-hmm.
and people can donate to us through the Give Where You Live website.
Oh, It's kind of like, well, I guess I think of Go Big Give around here in the Hall County area, but in Buffalo County, this is good to know. I mean, for our listeners especially. And how can the community help then?
We need all kinds of volunteers, medical, licensed medical volunteers. We're always looking for volunteers for our board. Volunteers could bring snacks, donate medical supplies, make a donation. There's just all kinds of ways.
And do you have a website that they could look at?
Sure, that's a great question. Our website's healthcareclinic.org.
Okay, and do you have a Facebook or social media?
We have both. Yeah, we have Facebook and Instagram, I think.
Fantastic. All right. So let me ask you something, Lisa. What would you like our listeners to know most of all?
That everyone deserves access to medical care, and we're here to make it happen. But we just need the community's help. And if you're able to help us and interested in helping, for more information, call 308-224-2392. Or you can text us anytime.
Okay. And they've got their website, healthcareclinic.org. That's pretty simple. Well,
yes.
Lisa, I really appreciate you being on the public affairs program with us this morning. I hope we'll have you back again real soon.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning into the public affairs program. Have a great rest of your day.